Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our study titled A Day in Paradise in Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 through 5. This is part 2 of 2.
And there shall be no more curse. So there you go with that. So you kind of can put these things together and say, well, we know what it isn't. And so what it might be is this and that. And so the point is, go, and then you'll know. Amen? Say that with me. Go, and then you'll know. Yeah, Johnny?
It's interesting in that verse that our dad points us to it on the mentioning of tea. Because it says, the leaves of the tree are for healing.
Could boil them in that crystal water and have a good cup of tea.
Amen.
I'm sure all the English say amen.
Hello,
Lord, I'd like a spot of tea. That's another question. Are we all going to talk like this when we go to heaven? Because in all the Bible movies, they're English. I don't even know if that's an English accent. I'm sure that we have English people who watch this. Lauren and Marie and Melissa and Kevin and some of these guys are going to watch this and say, that is terrible. That doesn't sound like us. It's like when I do a Canadian, a boot. What's that a boot, eh? You know, the Canadian's all right. That was terrible. And I've heard all sorts of good guesses, but we'll have to find out when we get there. Amen?
Amen.
But it does say, and his servants shall serve him. Amen. Now, I know some of you are allergic to work. So you're thinking, that doesn't sound like heaven to me. Servants serving him. Well, there's an old Jewish saying, kind of a proverb, I guess you call it. Zola Levitt, you know Zola Levitt? He used to say this every once in a while. And I now can say the same thing myself now in serving the Lord. But blessed is the man whose work is his play.
Yep. Amen.
And so I think when we are serving the Lord, it's going to be so much fun. And, you know, we've kind of got a taste of that. How many of you ever gone into work and it just happened to be a day where whatever you were doing, it just was fun?
Amen.
Yeah. I know, Olivia, you felt that way when you had 11 kids over child. You're like, whoa, this is just fun. I feel guilty being paid. But I have been on my job. There have been from time to time a day where what I was doing was just fun. I was like, man, why can't every day be like this? Yeah. Well, that's what heaven's going to be like.
Amen.
I love this, though. And they shall see his face.
Amen.
Wonderful. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. You're going to be you. I expect to have more hair. Be a little better shape. This shirt makes me look fat. In heaven, my white linen robe will fit perfectly and it won't push out like this. Amen? Yeah. But I will be Greg.
Amen.
You're going to be Jenny. And I don't think you get amnesia. We're not going to be husband and wife in heaven, but I don't think we're going to forget that we were husband and wife. And there's not going to be anything creepy about the fact that there's marks up there too. And I'm not going to look at him and say, get away from my wife. Mike's going to shoot my wife first. That ain't going to happen. And for those of you who don't know, her husband passed away. And he was saved. And so, yeah. And there's going to be, Jesus talked about that. I'm not just making that up. How many of you read that in the Bible? Jesus talked about how a woman who has had as many as 7 husbands, if they all go to heaven, they're not going to be fighting over because they're not married anymore. They're now glorified. And, you know, I love my wife and I love marriage, but I've heard a lot of people say, you know, heaven wouldn't be heaven if there was marriage. And I'm just saying, Don't you know? You have to all prove about it all you want, but marriage is rough.
There is marriage of the Lamb.
Marriage of the Lamb. Okay, get theological on me. Slam it on the.
All right, Jenny.
I wouldn't want heaven to be her and I having to deal with all the marital things. We're free from all that. Okay, you got you act all you know like you, oh that I don't think of that way.
Sanctimonious.
I think everybody, as much as you love your spouse, when you get to heaven, it's going to be like, whew, none of that anymore.
We're going to be focused on Jesus.
Yeah, that's my point. Thank you, Charlie. And you think parenthood. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. But I'm only glad to be free of all that when I'm in heaven. And if they're saved, they're saved. And they're there with me. And they're just as focused on Jesus. I'm not going to have my feelings hurt if my grandkids don't come over and want to play with me. That hurts my feelings now. Never happens, but if it did, I would.
Just imagine.
1 John 3:2 is the better verse. I just had it in there because it says, read it with me. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. See, that's face to face. That's, and we're going to be like Him. We're going to be glorified. We're not, you know, in this condition. I don't know about you, but it would be embarrassing to be in the Lord's presence right now, because I'm so far from what I ought to be. But in heaven, you're glorified. There's just something to think about there. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. That's not a tattoo. It in, not on, but in. And what? Here's what. This is. We're not. We're in a spiritual sense. As I say here, for a lack of a better way of explaining it, I think of it this way: Jesus will be our DNA. It's like what you are right now. How many of you have seen the commercials? I'm thinking about doing it. I think it's $100. And you go to one of these websites and you pay $100 and you give them a strand of hair or something, or you spit in a tube, or I don't know what you do. And then they send it back and tell you what your DNA makeup, or what your lineage, what's in you, what you're made of, how much of this and how much of that, and they give you like charts and a map, and they show you where that strand is from and all this. And I'm curious about it. I'd love to know that. But when getting to heaven, it's like we are all now as He is. Our DNA is now what, I mean, it's who we are. We are like, I think I put it here, imagine your entire being infused with Jesus. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. We have glimpses of this in events like that of Moses coming down from Sinai. I think that's what they were saying in Exodus 34:29. I don't want to push this too far, but write this down. Make a note of this in your Bible. It's a great passage where Moses was infused with the glory of Jesus. And so it says, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, the verse ends saying that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. It's like when Moses was up there talking to Jesus, the glory of Jesus was like sinking into him. He was being infused with the glory of Jesus, so much so then that when he came down off the mount, his face was shining. And I think that's what happens to us. Our bodies are resurrected, and we put on that body. It's infused with the glory of Jesus. I love thinking about it. Can't imagine it, but I love thinking about it. It says, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. So you have how much... You know how much you spend your life working for that right there? How much of your paycheck goes for your electric bill? And you got to have the lights on your car to drive at night. And Jenny needs lights and a seeing eye dog and a cane. And you know, she can't really enjoy that. But in heaven, you ain't going to need it. No darkness. And the Lord giveth them light. And I just think it's, again, pervades. It's a city of light. It's a world of light. It's hard to even imagine. And I take it literally. That's why whenever I read the things about us, a lot of times we just take it in a spiritual sense. But I think there's a further application, if you don't want to call it a dual application. It's that spiritually it's true, but it's also going to be tangibly true. Like right now, the image of His Son. If you act like Jesus now, you're acting in the image of Jesus. But we just saw tangibly, you are going to be in His image. Not just that you're a nice, honest, decent, loving, you know, but you are actually going to be as He is, and we will be like Him. You'll still be you, but you'll be infused with Him. And I think the same thing's true about this light thing. It says in John 12:36, Jesus said, "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." He's got it's a future sense there to what He said. That ye may be the children of light. Now what's it say over 1 Thessalonians 5:5? Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the dark nor of darkness. Now think about this in terms of heaven. What's that saying? We are children of light, children of the day, and there's nothing but day in heaven. And I believe being infused, having His name in your forehead and infused with Jesus, and you'll be as He is. Well, how's Jesus? Jesus literally glows with glory. I think you and I will glow with glory, not our own, but the glory of Christ. Yeah. Yes. And being clothed in His righteousness is glory. And so when you think of clothed in His righteousness, will there be an actual cloth that we'll wear? I think very likely, but I think even the robe we wear is going to glow. It's going to be a world of light. It's just, we could go on and on about that. And it says, oh, Tracy's favorite song. Jesus is going to reign. And we reign with Him. So we are going to reign forever and ever. The only thing I need right now is fireworks. Be quite an ending, wouldn't it? Oh, we should have had you blow the things again. Sunday, Jim and Kim, I had everybody do a countdown Sunday morning. Yeah. All right, that's where we're going to pick up next time. So I hope you feel like I do when you study this and just thinking about that eternal day. When I say a day in paradise, it's an eternal day. And it's all because of Jesus. We should never lose sight, never get bored with, never get tired of hearing how that Christ died for our sins, reminding us of what He saved us from and how He's buried and rose again the third day. And when He rose from that tomb, He spent 40 days teaching them, showing them infallible proofs and teaching them things concerning the kingdom of God. And when He ascended to heaven, He promised He would return. And we saw in John 14:6, He said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." And then He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus." Amen. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll take some Q&A for those who can stick around. Father, we thank You for this time in Your Word, and this whole book of Revelation is just an amazing, incredible book. And then it's a final, truly a final conclusion to the previous 65. And so as we've studied from Genesis to Jude, we learn so much, and sometimes we kind of hold on to things, not sure where it all fits in. And we come down to Revelation and see how it works, how it fits in. I used to wonder about that tree of life. And I don't know why it took me a number of years before I realized the connection between in the beginning and this closing chapter in the New Jerusalem and the eternal day and that tree of life. And it's just an amazing thing. Lord, thank you for telling us this information, giving us this information about our new home that we're about to go and see. And help us, Lord, to live lives that are a testimony to the fact that we know that this world is passing, and that our eternal home is where our true hope is. It's where we truly store our treasures. And may we always give thanks and praise to Jesus for what he's done, our wonderful Lord and Savior. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll have a Q&A of those who can stick around. Don't feel bad if you can get up and walk out. Johnny.
Okay, wanted to mention the verse on for Moses.
Yeah.
I guess I always assumed that it was that he would be with. I'm guessing I always assumed it, but that was God the Father there, because of the emphasis on the fact that he said, "You can't look at my face." You know, which is seems like a direct connection to how no man can see God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And also because there's, we can tell there are several places in the Old Testament where Jesus was there and he was able to withhold his glory. He just looked normal, so, or like a human.
Yeah, there's actually both instances where the, like the angel of the Lord, for example, where he didn't allow people to look at him, then other times he did appear to them. And what we call these Christophanies or Theophanies, where it's assumed, based on the similarities of all those examples, that God the Father doesn't come to earth. That Jesus is Son of Man, and when you see God appearing as a man, it is Jesus.
Yeah, I think that, I guess that would be the clue in that passage, because generally what we've seen is that God the Father doesn't actually have a body.
Right.
And so Jesus is the only one that we know of the Trinity that has a body.
Yeah. We haven't done a study on that in a while. We ought to, but on the Theophanies and Christophanies, the angel of the Lord. You have to be careful. There's sometimes where it's talking about the angel of the Lord in reference to Gabriel or Michael, but there are other times where when it's speaking of the angel of the Lord, it's actually speaking of, and it tells you that it's talking about God, who has appeared as an angel would appear, as a man, and that's called Theophanies or Christophanies, because it's Jesus appearing in the Old Testament study. Tracy?
One question. Once we get to heaven, what role is the angel going to play? Are we going to be on the same plane?
No. We'll be actually in a place considered above the angels, but we don't know what their role will be, but other than they'll continue to be ministering spirits. And again, that plays into what's out there in the future, in the eternity. What's going to take place? There's so much we don't know that... That's what I'm saying is, we, like we were talking earlier, if the idea of the Gentile nations who are saved in the millennium and then they populate the earth and they continue procreating and populating the universe. There's a lot of preachers and teachers who have come to that conclusion. Well, the angels will be busy with that. I believe there's something huge like that that we're going to find out about. I just don't think in my studies... And I'm, you know, I don't. That's why I always say you could, a couple years now, hear me say something different. I've read the Bible a lot and studied it a lot. I'm not one. I never did keep track of how many times I read it. No one told me I was supposed to do that. But I've read, I've lost count of how many times I read through it. I've studied through it. I've gone through other teachers teaching through the whole Bible and numerous times. And I just can't put a package together to say this is what, you know, exactly, you know, because I just don't think God told us a whole lot. And when Paul said that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor mind of man imagined the things that he has in store for us, you know, a lot of people want to say that's talking about the here and now. Well, in a sense, that's probably true, but I don't think that's too small. I think it's talking big time. And we're talking in eternity. We can't even imagine. So, great question, but this is one of those things that go and you'll know. Amen. Anybody else?
Just a thought that my brother and I have talked about. Me and Matthew both like history a lot. One of the things that we talked about is that in this life, Jesus is our Lord. So it's kind of like being an envoy. It's like if you were, imagine during the Hundred Years' War or something, being a Frenchman in England. It's like your king is not there.
Yeah. Can I throw this in there? It's like those who reject him from their lives are like deserters. Yeah. You know, they're like people who have a mission, but they refuse to accept it. And they have a role to play. They have a duty, and they are deserters.
And we're servants of the king, but if you don't serve the king, the king is not going to reward you. They spent their entire life
And then in history, you see the examples of people who served. Sometimes people didn't deserve it, but served their emperor or their king or their generals out of love. Were ready to die for them. Charge into a cannon, barrage or whatever, in the face of fire, just out of love for their leader. And most of the time, they didn't deserve it. Here we are. We're ready to do that for out of love, and he deserves it. Uriah was that way with David. David didn't deserve that kind of loyalty from Uriah after he stole his wife and had him killed. But that's the kind of thing.
Doesn't the Bible talk about it's our reasonable service?
Yes. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, he died for you. He's saved you from eternal hell. He's given you eternal life. It's only reasonable that out of love and appreciation that you would serve him and present your body to him to use as his vessel of honor. Amen. That'll preach. All right, well.
God, praise 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 God.
Along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.